listening to Piece of Work on WMCB 107.9 FM. I didn't have a show put together today. Normally it's all new music, all new bands from the last year or two or three. I didn't do my homework this week to curate such a show. So, we're going to pretend, let's see, we'll pretend I'm a senior in high school, roughly speaking. And we're going to listen to the 7 inches that I was buying. It was, 7 inch was $3 back then. And there was a good record store in my hometown of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania called Play It Again Records. I would go over there every other day, roughly, and buy 7 inches, and it was great fun. And so I went to the stacks, pulled out, you know, 16 7 inches or so, and we're gonna hear those today. Are they good? I don't know. I haven't listened to them in maybe 20 years. Some more recent than that. We'll see, though. Thanks for tuning in. This is Piece of Work. If you want to follow along on what gets played on this show or get a heads up before the show starts, follow along on Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word. PV stands for Pioneer Valley. And okay, this first set is going to be, it's going to go from Ohio to New York City. We'll hear first from Cobra Verde, One Step Away From Myself. I don't know, 1997, I bet. 95, maybe 95.
Away from myself.
Man, you thought I complained about working two laptops and streaming music on the air. Oy. Two turntables, a little more... Well, it's a little different. All right, levels. I like them. Blues Ambush behind us. From Philly. Before that, we heard... Oh, well, yeah, let me get to the theme. All 7-inch set today. I said all 90s, but actually I have queued something up from the 80s. Sorry. It's taking me back. Taking me back to high school, college years. This is what I listened to. That was the Dwarves. You can see the Dwarves this weekend at RPM Fest, along with High on Fire, Ecstatic Vision, Squid Pisser, amongst others. That was Underworld from a 7-inch that came out on Sub Pop in 1993. Sounded polished for 93. Before that, old favorites of mine from Philadelphia, Latimer was the name of the band. Citizen Jive was the song from a 7-inch that came out in 1996 on World Domination Records, which was the short-lived record label by Dave Allen from Gang of Four. I think I've got that right. Before that, from Matador Records, from New York City, from 1994, it was Chavez with Repeat the Endings. Chavez... the two front guitarists shared songwriting duties and singing duties. One was Matt Sweeney, who now plays in Hard Quartet and did that Guitar Moves web series where he interviewed guitarists. The other one went on to produce Silicon Valley, the hit HBO show. But before that, they were Chavez. Repeat the Endings was the name of that one. Set began with a song by Cobra Verde from Cleveland, Ohio. That 7-inch was also on Sub Pop. Came out in 1995. The song was called One Step Away from Myself. You're listening to the All 7-inch, mostly 90s, edition of Piece of Work here on 107.9 FM. Last on the dial... First in our hearts, I've got 40 minutes left. Let's hear a couple more vinyl needle pops, eh? We always go to Australia on this show, and I bet you thought when I was a high schooler in the 90s that I didn't know how to go to Australia yet, but you are wrong. I knew about Lubricated Goat. I did not yet know about the Cosmic Psychos, but I had one way to get to Australia. Let's hear now. Let's go to Australia. Let's hear now from Lubricated Goat. Meeting My Head from a 7-inch on Sub Pop that came out in 89 here on Piece of Work. We'll be right back.
blows my mind. Whatever it is he's doing, it blows my mind. Okay? Hey, I want you to meet my new lady, Skylight. This is my sister. All right. Hooray!
Front door, game five, good luck. French kisses, French kisses.
vinyl, what are you going to do? Skip a couple grooves? Well, that's vinyl. People love it, though. Yeah, that was Menthol from originally Urbana, Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. USA Capable was the name of that one. Came out in 95 on Capitol Records. It's funny, all these 7-inches are... their dynamic range is really limited, and they're not very loud, but Capitol Records, they knew how to press. It was super loud. Pegged the needles when I hit the first groove. Nice job, Capitol. That was Menthol. Before that was Corner Shop. A song called Kawasaki from a 7-inch from 1995. On Easy Pop Research. It's a neat label run by Eric DeJesus, who we lost this week. Nice to remember him, though. Before that, Laughing Hyenas. Laughing Hyenas, here we go again, from 1990. Detroit, Michigan band just finished their biography on J Card Records. It was a great read. Before that, the set began with Lubricated Goat, Meeting My Head, because we always go to Australia on this show. Came out in 1989, so it's not all 90s music. They were cuspers. That was on Sub Pop. Sub Pop will be overrepresented today because that's what I cared about in the senior year of high school and the early years of college. I represent most of these purchases. All right, let's hear a weird one now. Did you ever hear of the band Gumball? A guy named Don Fleming was the principal of Gumball, but I guess he played in Dinosaur Jr. at some point. Dinosaur Jr. put out a 7-inch on Sub Pop. What was it? The A side was The Wagon. We know The Wagon. The B side was Better Than Gone, written by Don Fleming of Gumball, sung by Don Fleming, but credited to Dinosaur Jr., and you can hear that characteristic guitar in there. So have a listen to a non-traditional Dinosaur Jr. here on Piece of Work. We'll be right back.
Suzy Q. She wants to know what she wants to do. Relying on the papers, relying on the papers, a crumpled stack of capers. You want to find the stapler, but punching the card at the five. Punching the card. That the phone's for you. I wanted to believe her, to drop in the receiver and cutting off the power. But don't call her a coward, cause she's punching the card at the five. Good looks and the scars have arrived. Playing your part of the life. You're working so hard.
Get dressed.
It's not-
listen in. Come on, microphone. You're listening to Piece of Work on WMCB 107.9 FM. This is a departure from the normal programming on this show where we hear latter-day music from the past 2 or 3 years. I went back to my old 7-inch bin from roughly childhood, senior year in high school, college years, and we're hearing a set of all 7-inches from roughly that time in my life. That was Alice Donut doing Lady Die from 1993 on Alternative Tentacles, the Jello Biafra label. Before that, Enon. It's E-N-O-N, but I think it's pronounced Enon. Named after a town in Ohio. That was a bonus track that came on a 7-inch that was stuffed inside the LP that came out on See-Through Broadcasting. That was actually from the year 2000. Pardon me. The song was called Susie Q by Enon. Before that, The Digits from Chicago. Headless was the name of that one. That came out in 1990 on a 7-inch on Touch and Go Records. Before that, also from 1990 on a 7-inch on Sub Pop, Dinosaur Jr., but the singing was done by Don Fleming of Gumball and later the band Ball. B period, A period, L period, L period. Don Fleming fronting Dinosaur Jr. for a moment. A song called Better Than Gone. Did I say that? Those lyrics in this bed music? Gosh, Don. We shall hear now a cover. Oh, my notes are wrong. My notes say this is a 7-inch, and I told you it was all 7-inches today. Well, this happens to be a 5-inch. It's the Melvins covering two tracks by Flipper. Flipper, yeah, that Flipper, the old punk band. Even more surprising is that they're playing Worcester in November, I think. The Valley's very own Squirm, S-Q-R-M, are reuniting for that show. It's at Ralph's, up in the diner in Worcester. We'll hear now the Melvins covering Flipper's Love Canal from a 5-inch record that came out in 1992 on Slap-A-Ham Records. Thanks for tuning in to Piece of Work on WMCB.
Yeah. on a pie pipe.
Feeling my head tight.
It's a celebration.
Feeling my brain's alive.
A mental masturbation.
Skin's falling down the drain.
I pretend I'm insane.
Say, hey, man, where's the light?
Smoke some more pot tonight.
Puffing on a pie pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe.
Puffing on a pot pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe.
Puffing on the pot pipe.
Maybe I'm just uptight.
Maybe you're just too stoned.
Maybe I'm an asshole.
Maybe you should be alone.
Puffing on a pot pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe. Puffing on a pot pipe.
Roll another doobie. Very soon we will be feeling scared. I want a mite. Puffing on a pot pipe. Right.
You got it.
Listening to a piece of work. We're almost done. It's WMCB 107.9 FM, broadcasting out of Greenfield, Massachusetts. That was Love Battery from Seattle. A song called Foot from a 7-inch that came out in 91 on Sub Pop. Before that, Greenfield's very own Lou Barlow and Friends. That was a compilation of stuff he recorded with other people. That one was Bob Fay. A song called Puffin. You heard it. 1994, double 7-inch on Mint Records. And the set began with Melvins covering Flipper's Love Canal. Sorry. And I had to fade it out. I got bored with it. Did you? From 1992, that was on a 5-inch vinyl. And it was on Slap-A-Ham Records. We're caught up. We're going to hear one more go into Overtime, Sudden Death. Because Vincent Van Gogh is not doing a show today. He flew to Zambia to buy a cargo container of rare psych vinyl, which he'll put on the air on his show when he's back. Until then, we're going to hear one last one, Jesus Lizard doing Glamorous, and then we'll hear a rebroadcast of one of Vincent Van Gogh's Voyager 3 sets. Thanks for tuning in to Piece of Work. You can follow along on Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word. PV stands for Pioneer Valley.
Yeah.